This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Lots of stuff going on around NFL free agency. It hasn't officially started yet. It will start next week, but teams are making moves. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we continue on this hour, brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. And a reminder, we are going to be at State Farm Arena on Thursday night for 92.9 The Game night as the Hawks take on the Pacers. Come out, see us during the game, enjoy a big Eastern Conference matchup at the same time. Tickets still available at Hawks.com. And we'll see you on Thursday night, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, again, various personalities and producers involved in different activities that are in-game and some fun games that we'll be a part of as well. And we mentioned this. Chris put up a poll about what producer is going to be able to throw the T-shirts the furthest. And right. I don't know how that came out, by the way, but Mike and I, we were both going Abe. Is that right?
Yeah, as we said, Abe is just one of those guys, you know, a jack of all, or as I said, a nine of all trades. But he's a guy that always puts the work in. So if you, literally, if we said we're going to have a plate spinning contest, right now he's in the backyard spinning plates. He's watching a tutorial on YouTube.
Yes, he is.
You know, I mean, that's just, he puts the work in. Chris, are you putting the work in on the T-shirt throw?
I have some potential bad news. Yesterday, I had to get a minor medical procedure done.
Womp, womp.
And I currently have 4 stitches in my left arm.
What you going to say? You can't throw now?
I'm going to try.
Play through it.
But wow. If I feel...
All right, can I just tell you real quick?
Yeah.
2 words, Kurt Schilling.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
Bloody
this
sock.
Is
going to
be my bloody
yeah.
sock.
I want to see a bloody T-shirt and Chris out there. Ah!
Yes.
Those.
Exactly right.
So, you know, like Robert Redford in The Natural Car. Remember, the gunshot wound, it reopens.
On.
He's bleeding, and then he is Wonder Boy, and then he breaks it, and then he hits the home run with the Savoy Special.
You're going to get a lot more props if you participate.
I should be fine. I think I'm good. My doctor said as long as there's no pain, I'm good to go.
Left or right?
There is no tomorrow.
I'm a lefty. I'm a lefty. Right.
Are you going to just run and backhand it because that'll look so goofy?
Throw it like a try to throw it like a frisbee.
Left hand, backhand.
An option toss, just sort of.
So you can't
flip
say throw like a girl now because they'll cancel you. But I mean, yes,
well, you just did.
But I'm just saying they cancel you. But a left-handed backhand toss. See now you just made the noise.
Oh, Carl, no, that noise. Oh no.
So basically, now I just have a built-in excuse if I lose.
Yeah, I was gonna say, nice going, Turtle. Nice right. way to just add that. Oh, by the way, I got stitches in the kid
too. Yes. So what was it? So like a skin thing, or you're
yeah,
just
I've had this rash on my arms that hasn't gone away for a couple of months now, and I went to the dermatologist, and she was like, "Yeah, I have no idea what the hell this is, so we're gonna have to do a biopsy."
It's not contagious, is it?
No.
Am I okay in this room right now with you?
You're fine.
We are. No ventilation in this place whatsoever.
I mean, I hate to bring up this subject, but remember, Carl and I saw that movie Contagion, and we literally freaked out on that one. So when I was doing Guy Talk, and it was back like in like December of 2019, and I had just gotten like some asthma, which I'd never had asthma before. And I remember we had the story about something happening in China.
Yes.
And it was like, and then so we were literally like worried about it, and then it happened. And so if I'm Warren, I would get like a giant plexiglass divider between him and
we
Mr.
We used to
Contagion.
Have those in the studio. It took them out, though.
Yeah. They did. Right. When the pandemic
She thinks it's just a gluten allergy, but she just wants to be sure.
Gluten? Yeah. Gluten?
Yeah. Well, you have to make my life a lot less fun.
I've cut the glutens out, man. Yeah. By the way, real quick sidebar. I was going to save this for Guy Talk, but since we're on the subject of health and fitness, today is Ash Wednesday.
It is.
And for many of us, we start trying out. Carl's been with me for years. Oren's goes all the way back to the old station. I always come up with some stupid idea that I'm going to give up something for Lent. And usually it's something that's impossible, like giving up booze. And that dry January thing didn't exist back in the day. I would never make it through like a week. They put St. Patrick's Day, Carl, in the middle of the Lent season.
This is hard.
So, but how about this? I, this year, am going to give up red meat.
Don't believe it.
Red meat for
Lent. Believe it.
Well, you have the fellow Catholic over here, Mike. If you give it up, I will also give up red meat. How about that?
We'll do it together. You know, Carl, the doctor did tell me that eating a ribeye, like a 16-ounce ribeye every week is not healthy.
Yeah, that's what he said?
Yes.
What'd you have down in Florida?
No, I had bison. It's a lean form of meat.
Ah, okay. Is that what you told us?
I had a bison fillet at the Urban Stillhouse.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. But that was before Lent.
Yeah.
I'm off the hook.
All right.
I'm going to go no red meat. I'm going to go red meatless for Lent, okay? Right. That means burgers, no hot dogs.
But you are allowed to drink, though.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Two servings per day.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking. I don't believe it. Look,
a bottle is a serving.
a bottle. I'd love to see you do this, but as I say every year when we get to this, I don't believe you.
But I think this year, with the health concerns, I've got to cut down.
Did you go meatless today, Mike, with it being Ash Wednesday?
No, I had a salad. There's a little piece of turkey in there, so technically I did have some kind of protein, but there you have it.
All right.
There you go. Healthy, healthy, healthy.
All right, man. We got to get to 4th and 1. All right, guys, there is a lot happening around the league. We're going to talk to Joe Patrick coming up here in less than 10 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on the Falcons and what he thinks they should be trying to do to create more cap space. Also, we'll get his thoughts on Atlanta United as they get ready for another match this weekend against the New York Red Bulls. First and foremost, guys wanting trades. DK Metcalf wants out of Seattle after Tyler Lockett is going to be released. 61 touchdowns, by the way, in 10 years. He is a producer, man.
No, he's been really good, and I think, you know, for a while there was some good chemistry with Geno. It's just, you know, I've had all those Seahawks receivers at one time or another, and sometimes good, sometimes bad. But now I think at that stage of their career, look what a disappointment DeAndre Hopkins was, if we're honest, for the Chiefs. Would you categorize it as a disappointment?
I absolutely would.
And I'm just not curious what these guys are going to be able to do now. Right system, right teams. I think Debo of the Commanders is a coup. I think Debo of the Commanders is an because, you know, Cliff Kingsbury is going to come up with some mad scientist stuff for that.
Where
do these guys wind up?
It should work. The problem is he's been in decline. Like, since 2021, when he had like 1,700 yards from scrimmage, he's been in decline. But again, we know what he's built like, you know, what he's capable of. Meanwhile, we mentioned this last segment, and that is Zach Bond is staying with the Eagles. 3 years, $51 million, guys. One of the top linebackers was an All-Pro this year. That's a big coup for the Eagles as they try to retain some of these guys on the defensive side that are not in their rookie deals, like those big boys up front. Meanwhile, Mike, Sam Hubbard is retiring from the Bengals. That's a big loss on their D-line.
And the article yesterday, this is one of the Bengals fan websites, were saying that they're going to move on from Trey Hendrickson. Well, if you lose Hubbard and Hendrickson, who's playing defense? Now you're the you are literally exactly like the Dolphins. Got all that money tied up with their receivers, and you'd have your money tied up with your receivers, which is great, but you better score 60 points a game.
And remember, they fired their defensive coordinator as well, so you got a new coordinator that's going to be there. Yeah, that's something they got to figure out. And again, they're not going to draft all these guys and fill the void. Bears trying to improve their offensive line. You heard Joe in the update talk about Joe Tooney, and then also Jonah Jackson. They traded for him from the Rams for a 6-round pick, but they're trying to get more protection for Caleb Williams. And then Mike Gardner Minshew, we didn't even mention this. This tells you the Raiders are going to do something with the quarterback. They have told Gardner Minshew they're going to release him. So is it Sam Darnold, Mike, or is it a draft pick at 6?
Well, there's a rumor now that Sam Darnold could be going to the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
And so Chris has that in our show prep today, that Tennessee apparently could perhaps be looking at Sam Darnold, and the offer would be 3 years, $120 million with $85 million guaranteed for a guy who choked on the biggest stage this season after being like everybody's sweetheart in Minnesota. So that I'm still not sold on Darnold, but that's interesting for the Titans, and that throws a big, if not a monkey with a wrench, but certainly Tennessee could drop out of one trade. There's a million things that could happen in that top 10.
I agree. That's why it's interesting. And by the way, it's $90 million fully guaranteed, and he'd be a free agent in 3 years. If I'm Sam Darnold and that is offered, I'm taking it. I'm taking it.
Run, don't walk.
Because at 30, if you perform, you're still getting another big deal. Speaking of that number one overall pick, if they do that and keep the pick, then, Mike, they could go Abdul Carter. Meanwhile, the Browns are hosting Carter, Shedeur Sanders, and Travis Hunter pre-draft visits today. We just talked about it. Falcons, what are Falcons doing? We have not heard anything as of yet as to who they may be bringing in. And, guys, some of this stuff may happen, as we said, but the Browns are announcing, hey, we're bringing these guys in and talking to them.
Right. I mean, it was cool that there was reports from Indy that we're going to be aggressive in free agency. Well, okay. So, I mean, but certainly not day one aggressive, because we'd be linked to some of these guys, you know, unless that's just, again, more window dressing, which, I mean, just trying to keep the fan base, you know, whet the appetite of the fan base that we're going to be doing stuff, guys. I mean, the things they might be doing is just letting free agents go, and I understand that. We already talked about the defensive side, but Drew Dahlman, they maybe look at it, they feel that Neusel can get the job done, or maybe they got another plan, but I'd be curious. We just got to create some more cap space. Speaking of cap space, you and I were talking about this off the air last segment. Cowboys making some room, and thanks to Dak Prescott for playing ball.
They're saving $36 million by restructuring Dak.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And all of a sudden, you know, it's going to allow them to be a player they need to be. Problem is, Jerry hadn't spent any money in free agency. This has kind of been the habit, Mike, even when they needed to. We talked about, who was it last year, the running back? Derrick Henry.
Right.
And they didn't even go after him.
We think so. We didn't need Derrick Henry there. Okay, good luck with that. But Dak is 31, and just like with Matt Ryan, and we always use the phrase kicking the can down the street with your cap, good news, bad news is Jerry has created cap space for all those things. They just said their interior lineman, they got to get Micah Parsons in. But now you are tied to Dak Prescott for a longer period of time.
Yep.
If you can't, so remember, it's not McCarthy now. It's going to be Schottenheimer and company trying to, you know, figure out how Dak. It's not regular season Dak, Carl. Sometimes it is too. He had some stinkers last year, but it's postseason Dak. It's playoff
true.
Dak.
No, it's true.
But you're stuck with him now. That just means that Dak is your guy.
Well, look, they got to spin and try to get better, and then they got to figure out down the road. And everybody's talking about this. They've already started negotiations with Micah Parsons. Mike, I don't think they pay him right now, but you got to figure out where that's coming from and how you're going to do that, because Parsons will be the highest paid defensive player once he gets his new deal.
We mentioned the Raiders. They got an extension for Max Crosby, one of the top edge rushers, and there was some talk that, and again, the report earlier this year was that, Mark Davis said, we're never going to let that guy go. So he's going to stay. He's in there for Pete Carroll calls him a perfect fit. Chris just said in my ear, and now that Gardner Minshew is going to be popped, you want him as a backup for our guy?
Well, look.
For Michael Penix Jr.?
That's reasonable. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for $40 million backup. Reasonable, has shown the ability to handle the situation.
Right.
God forbid that it happens and we need him to play. I mean, but like, this is what's crazy. Yes, there are a bunch of guys that could come in here and be a backup quarterback. It is the furthest thing from my mind right now, when we have pressing issues, that there are guys on our top 22 that we got to figure out and get better.
Right. I mean, we were having some fun with it yesterday. I know Andy and Randy have talked about it on their show, but I think Jameis would be a nice fit for us, for not just purely for entertainment reasons, but, you know, knock wood, it's one where Michael Penix Jr., he's clearly the guy. You want somebody who's not going to break the bank and certainly can show up for a couple of games, just like Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, he's never going to be the long-term answer, but if, heaven forbid, you got a twisted ankle or something, you need him to start a game or two, Jameis says that's probably where his sweet spot lies.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Lots of stuff happening, and more is going to happen. I'm telling you right now, next week's going to be big. It's going to be big.
We got Steve Weiss later in the show from NFL Network. He'll fill us in on all the stuff going down.
Coming up, though, Joe Patrick's going to join us next, guys, as we'll talk Falcons and United with him on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cut, cut, release, cut, save. This isn't that hard.
Saving money.
You've been asking about this all day. I'm just telling you, I think whatever's going to happen will be one of those like Friday afternoon, Saturday news dump type
things. Oh, come on. We're talking about the Falcons, by the way, and just generally speaking, like, seriously, real talk here, and we're going to talk to Joe Patrick. Penix is here. Bijan is here. Drake is here. Darnell Mooney, under contract. Ray Ray's under contract. Kyle Pitts, fifth-year option, under contract. Jake Bergeron, all these guys. Offense is not going anywhere, Mike. It's on the defensive side. Cut, cut, save, cut. Joe, who should we be looking for them to move on from?
Well, there's one name in particular that I could think of. I think that players like David Onyemata, we've obviously had the discussion about Grady Jarrett. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen, but still would think that that one might be in the news where there's some sort of renegotiation. And, you know, on the defensive side of the football, it's kind of hard to tell because you've got a new defensive coordinator coming in Jeff Ulbrich. But obviously the most money that's going to be saved is potentially from Kirk Cousins, but we'll see actually how much they can save from that contract. But, you know, make no doubt, it's going to be a busy week for the Falcons for sure.
We were talking a lot about Drew Dahlman. It just seems like Drew Dahlman is gone, but Nuziel is a restricted free agent. So is Nuziel going to be the long-term plan?
I would think that he probably is, given the fact that Drew Dahlman is the top center on the market. It's not like there's another free agent center that you can go out there and scoop up. And would you really be willing to use one of your top draft picks in this draft where you don't have that many as it stands right now to go out and take a center? I think this team is, as frankly, they've seen enough from Ryan Nuziel where I think that they feel confident in him being able to be the guy for at least a year, and then they can kind of figure it out from there. Ultimately, the offensive line, it's like if you look at good teams around the NFL, the highest performing ones, they obviously have good offensive lines typically, but you can't pay every single one of these guys. So I actually think that it makes sense from a long-term strategic point to not really kind of get out over your skis for a center like Drew Dolman, who I know that they love, and he is, you know, a really good center. He's one of the best centers in the NFL, specifically in that this kind of wide zone run scheme like Dwayne Ledford has implemented here in Atlanta. But he also has a shortcoming. So are you really willing to go to the top of the market money for, you know, a center that is not maybe the most well-rounded at his position? I think that's kind of the conundrum the Falcons are in right now.
All right, so cut, restructure, cut, release. How's that? It's Joe Patrick joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Follow me here, Joe. Mike asked me yesterday, he said, what if we drafted a linebacker? Because we're going through all these scenarios. What do you think of our linebacker room? It's not our most pressing issue, but what do you think about this? Because, you know, we've been talking about some of the moves that have been made today, and the Eagles retain the services of Zach Bond. And, look, it's a 3-year, $51 million deal, but I thought he might hit the market, and that might be a guy we were interested in. What do you think about our linebacker room?
Oh, I think that it's definitely an area that needs to be addressed, and mainly because you don't have a lot of certainty with what's there, specifically revolving around Troy Andersen and the injury situation that he's had. Because I think I kind of continue to maintain that Troy Andersen is a really solid player. I think he still has room to grow because he just hasn't gotten that many reps during his pro career so far. But we saw in that Saints game when he won NFL Defensive Player of the Week, just how much of a game changer he can be. And he is a really good special teams player, although you can't really afford to play him on special teams when he is a starter, although the Falcons kind of ran that risk and got burned for it last year. But I think if you were to add another top quality linebacker to that group, you know, you do have him coming back healthy next year. And then you throw Troy Andersen in. Let's say it's with Jahad Campbell, for example, who they could draft out of Alabama, who is another very athletic linebacker. Then you've got two kind of premium athletes. That would then allow you to use Caden Ellis in a multitude of different spots. You can start using him off the edge a lot more, where on a per-play basis, he was one of the more successful pass rushers down-to-down in the NFL last year. You want to give him those opportunities to rush the passer and do what he does best. So I think that even adding a linebacker, it's not just benefiting the linebacker, or, like, you know, the run-stopping unit or whatever. I think it actually affects kind of all areas of that defense, which is why it has the kind of multiplying effect.
Yeah, Troy Andersen, 9 games last 2 seasons. It is smoking Joe Patrick with his guys on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We heard Coach up at the Combine talk about, you know, Ebba Cady and, you know, all about the positives, you know, and there's a lot of ifs. I mean, it just really is. You know, we don't know what Braylon Trice is. We loved him last summer, and then he got hurt. JT Bertrand, when he came in from Notre Dame, looked okay. But you're right. I don't know. Are they playmakers? Brandon Dorlus, you know, off the edge, all of that. Now, Dan Graziano had it that we were going to be aggressive, or, you know, pretty aggressive when it comes to free agency. We're not going to have money for guys like Josh Sweat. So are we going to be like day 2, day 3 again when it comes to any free agents we could bring in?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the Falcons are not really positioned as it stands, especially because they haven't made any of their cuts yet or anything. We don't know exactly how much money they're going to free up with restructures and whatnot, but it doesn't feel like they're really in a position to go out and spend big-time money on like a premium player. And so I'm kind of right there. I don't think that they're going to do anything major. I think that they will kind of, you know, plug some holes with some reliable veterans. And ultimately, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, especially when you look at the edge position specifically, because we've talked a lot about that kind of being the big priority for the Falcons this year, especially in the draft, you know, using that first pick on an edge defender. But if you look at the stats, guys, like even the guys who turn out to be really great edges, they're in their rookie years, they're not really that prolific. In fact, they're often less prolific than going out and getting, for example, a Bud Dupree or somebody like that who's been a veteran around in the league for a while and at least has some better experience to come in and provide production immediately. You might be better off from a value perspective going with one of those guys and then maybe getting saving your edge for, you know, your second round pick and going after potentially a Jahdae Barron. We already talked about it, Jahan Campbell, one of these types of players with that first pick. I think that there's so many things the Falcons could do here. But I think that, you know, the one thing I would warn people on is thinking that you're going to be able to draft an edge in the first round, which, by the way, I'm still for. Like, that would still be my priority, because I think having an edge, if you do get a premium edge, even if he's not going to provide value this year, you still have him for hopefully 5 years alongside Michael Penix, kind of being your two young stars on either side of the ball. But ultimately, you can sign, you know, a solid, not super high cost edge, and probably get some similar production that you would get, or some decent production to kind of help contribute to this sack increase that we need to see for this team to have success next year.
Joe also covers Atlanta United for us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and I want to ask you, upcoming is New York Red Bulls, but what's your take on the first half? Looks pretty good. Second half, not so much. I know it's been just a couple of matches, but the first match, I think, got a lot of people excited about what the season could potentially be. How do you look at the last match against Charlotte?
Yeah, and it was a little bit of a comeback to reality against Charlotte, but I got to say, like, I actually didn't see a whole lot of difference between the two games in terms of, like, I guess people were obviously very excited after the first game because they won, and then when they lose, it's like, you know, people are very down. Fans are very down on the performance, but I actually thought they were creating more chances in that first half against Charlotte than they were against Montreal in the opener, despite the fact that they were on the road. Thought the team was just generally playing well, but then, like you said, it just falls apart in the second half. And I was actually happy to hear Ronnie Dyla after the game talk about that. I wasn't there to ask, but I did hear the media reports and him kind of saying, like, we've got to get to the bottom of this immediately. We can't just kind of blame it on fitness or whatever. It's not acceptable, really, was the stance that he had, which I think is quite refreshing for an Atlanta United head coach to not kind of be saying, oh, well, it's early in the year. We're still getting guys better than we are playing with. You know, reserves, you know, in defense still with some fullbacks who aren't healthy. So I thought it was a good response from Dyla this week to come out and say that. And we'll see, you know, if the team looks any different in the second half coming up this week against Red Bulls.
Yeah, we were talking about this with Jason yesterday. It's like some of the stuff that we love, the high-octane offense, playing over the top. And there were some great opportunities, Carl mentioned yesterday, in like 10 minutes before halftime. And then it just kind of fizzled. And we're just kind of banged up, right? We don't have our regular, yeah, like, center back, right back. I mean, if you guys don't follow soccer, basically the last line of defense, the defenders are banged up right now.
Yeah, they were without both of their fullbacks, those outside backs. So they were with reserves. And then actually they were down to their, like, a third string, basically. They had to use a center back, Luis Abram, out at one of the fullback spots for the game against Charlotte. And that actually did hurt them. He just didn't have the foot speed to kind of keep up with some of those Charlotte wingers. So that was tough. And then the other thing you were talking about, Mike, that kind of high octane offense that they were showing off in that opening game. I would like to see Latte Lott kind of use a little bit more, get him more involved in the game. It just felt like the ball wasn't finding his feet enough for me in this one, especially in that second half when things started going haywire and they obviously kind of lost the lead and Charlotte was able to pack it in a little bit. So getting the ball to Latte Lott's feet and getting him involved in the game, you can just see it. It makes the opposing defense is nervous. And that's going to lead for good things for Atlanta. So they got to get him more involved throughout the 90 minutes. And if they do, he's going to be in great shape to put them in a great advantage.
Cut, restructure, save. When is it going to happen, Joe?
It's going to be a news dump on Saturday, I'm telling you.
Joe Patrick, man, thank you so much for joining us. We'll keep an eye out. We'll see what goes down, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Ricky hits us up on Twitter. He says, I know we lost a fifth-round pick because of the conversation that was a little too soon. Boy, man, that Kirk Cousins in his big mouth cost us a fifth. He goes, I don't understand. Why don't we have a sixth? Guys, that was the Van Jefferson trade 2 years ago.
Wow.
Where we swapped six with a seventh-rounder with the Rams. So we don't have a sixth-rounder because of Van, I dropped the ball to move the chains against Tennessee, Jefferson.
You had to bring that up, didn't you? Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man's next. Coming up, we're going to talk to our man from NFL Network. Steve Weiss is going to stop by in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay here for that. I'm sure he's got plenty of thoughts, not only on the Falcons, but also all of the news that is going down in the NFL. Hey, this hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. And make sure you find us on social media. Appreciate all the text. If you missed Zachary Richache, who joined us earlier in the show, you'll get a chance to hear what he had to say later in the program as the Hawks fell last night to the Bucks. But like this kid, man. I think he's got a lot of upside. And Mike even spoke some French to him.
Frenchie. Yeah, he's a good dude, man. He's a great young man, and he's just getting better and better. So, unfortunately, the shot was not falling last night for him against the Bucks. If he had half of the night that he had the other night against Memphis, then he probably won that game.
I agree. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. is. What's going on, man?
Yeah, man. Listen, I'm just saying, if they're not launching, and what I mean by that is the T-shirts right. tomorrow night, as far as some might think they should, you know, your boy's got four stitches in his arm.
Are you going to rock a Hawks regular Hawks jersey with your flesh-eating virus? Is that going to happen?
No. I will be covered.
Okay. By the way, some people have called you out on social media. I'm just letting you know, some people have said you're being soft about this. Ooh. I'm not going to specifically say who. But some people said four stitches, they've had worse cuts on their eyeballs. Okay, I said that.
Wow.
But the people on social media are saying, Duke Sabel, are you serious right now? Four stitches?
I think if I withdrew, that would be soft. I'm still going to give it a go. But if three or four throws in, I see a little blood trickling down my arm.
Kurt Schilling may be a jackleg, but everyone remembers the profile and courage he was in Yankee Stadium with the bloody red sock.
This is true.
It's never a place to get hurt. Yeah. It's the Hawks' place. They're going to have the trainers to watch over you.
Right on, man.
Restitch me back up, and I'll be ready to go.
I'm just saying, man. Kurt Schilling, they stapled his freaking ankle together.
They did. Our point is, and you see we're all on the same page, Orin, Mike, myself, either go hard or go home.
I am.
Just think about it, Chris. If you do get bloody tomorrow, that T-shirt could end up in the Hall of Fame.
Ooh.
Right on. Just like that sock.
Just like that sock.
Yeah. A profile in courage. Turtle finds his shell tomorrow night at 92.9 The Game night. All right. They're already making predictions about who is going to replace him. And that, of course, is Jimmy Johnson, who just left the Fox set after seemingly forever being on there after his successful coaching career. Awful Announcing put out their top five candidates they believe are on the fast track to replace Jimmy Johnson. I will name them, and then you guys can give me your reaction. Number one, Dan Orlovsky. We know his future has been murky at ESPN, although he is back on the air there. They figure, hey, maybe if they want to get rid of that contract, send him over to Fox, and he's pretty good. Number two, a guy that's already in-house doing some work for them and has a successful podcast, another former Patriot to sit next to his buddy, Julian Edelman, could be on the seat to replace Jimmy Johnson. Number three, you noticing a theme here, another former Cowboy doing TV that could be on the seat to replace him, the Playmaker.
Yes, bring back Michael Irvin. Let's get Michael Irvin back on a three-letter network.
Yeah, he is currently doing one of those filler shows on Fox Sports 1 to eat some time during the day. And he would get a much bigger audience on the big booth.
Or, if not Michael Irvin, Danny Glover. Michael wants to suck a baby and jump out the window.
Isn't that the same guy?
Mercury switches. Go spit.
Isn't that the same dude?
Come on, say it, Orin. Your boss is roasting his nuts on Sunset Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard.
Sorry. That was Lethal Weapon Theater. Back to you, Chris.
Yes. They sound similar. That's why we're doing
it. It's been revoked.
Just been revoked.
Stop me if you're noticing a theme here. A former Cowboy coach that is now available to take the seat, Mike McCarthy,
Wait. Why is it all Cowboys?
Because America loves America's team there, even though we haven't won Jack since Clinton was president. By the way, what kind of spread do they have at Fox in L.A.?
Is that all you care about?
Yeah, I like to go on and have a hoagie before I go on a broadcast.
It's all ex-Cowboys or Cowboys or current Cowboys.
Well, the last one is one I like. And that's Chris Long, who does an awesome podcast called Greenlight, and he is one of the smarter, more engaging athletes with a pod going.
But wouldn't it be like applicable for him to replace his dad?
Yeah, his dad. You can't have both two Longs. That's too many Longs.
That's too long.
Why?
No, it's nepotism runs rampant. It's better if we got to deal with Collinsworth's nitwit kid on NBC. I don't need to see. I know Long does to do a good podcast. You're right. I would go like CBS got Nate Burleson. And they got Matt Ryan. They've already stocked some of the next up and coming guys with the juice.
They have TJ Watt too.
Yeah, and that's interesting. But yeah, Fox, that's kind of a conundrum. Who are you going to go with? I say the Playmaker.
I'm with you. I've always enjoyed Michael. Every time Michael takes two steps forward, he takes eight steps back. Something happens. Something always happens, and then he has to deal with
kind of talking on my back.
I know you do, Mike. I know, but he's entertaining as hell, man.
All right, a warning has been fired by YouTube. Don't go on our platform and promote gambling services that we don't back.
Oh.
YouTube has announced that they are cracking down on gambling-related content, tightening its policies to limit exposure to unapproved betting services. And according to this article, again by Awful Announcing, there are hundreds of creators out there that make their living talking about gambling, specifically sports gambling. And essentially, the article goes on to say, if your site is not approved by YouTube/Google, you're going to be taken down as of March 19th, effectively ending your channel and potentially your career, because that's where a lot of people make their hay now. If you are a digital video creator, YouTube, unlike Twitter for us, is essentially your main hub of posting your content. So, yeah, man, no, man. YouTube, are they doing the right thing? They're saying this is in the name of safety, of making sure that, you know, everyone that's viewing the content is of appropriate age.
That's true.
Getting appropriate sourcing.
Okay.
Or should it be free market?
I don't know. I mean, as long as the channel crawlers are going, hey, kids, go into your dad's wallet and grab that plastic card with all the numbers on it. Type those numbers in right here, and why don't you put some money on your favorite football team? Sports is so much more fun when you gamble on it. Yeah, I mean, as long as you know, you have some kind of guidelines. But I mean, I can understand. With it. Plus, if it's proprietary, they got people already paying for exclusivity.
Yeah,
on that,
no doubt. And there's a lot of money lost. But I can only imagine if that actually happened. When that, now, that would be funny, you know, if you click on a video and that was going
there on. There was a dude, now he's gone long gone, but Soupy Sales, the old radio host and comedian, he did this bit on TV, Chris, where he basically said, you know that green paper in your parents' purse and wallet? Why don't you send that to me? And it basically got suspended, but it made national news. It was a bit back like in the 50s, and it made national news.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
All right, one of my favorite NBA announcers, because he tells it like it is, did specifically just that. Stan Van Gundy was on a broadcast the other night. He was doing a Suns game. And he said, quote, this is what I'm talking about. This Suns defense is straight up pathetic. Calling out the team that is grossly underachieved this year.
They are.
When you have Devin Booker, Bradley Beal and KD on the same team, you should be a shoe-in, maybe for a top four seed, and they are currently sitting nearly out of the playoffs entirely, and they are in serious danger of doing just that. But is it Van Gundy's place to go that far?
Yes.
That's fine with
hell
me.
Hell yes, double yes.
Yeah.
Pathetic is strong.
Yes, pathetic is accurate.
He should have said garbage. Hot garbage is what he should have said. And that would have been accurate as well. I don't want these guys lying to me. I don't want them like pulling the wool over my eyes, or at least attempting to. I want to hear the truth. There's nothing wrong. What are they going to do, fire Van Gundy because he said they're garbage?
I love it. And he's back. And by the way, we didn't talk about it. Coach Bud got into it with Durant last night. And then Durant, I'll give him credit. He said, look, we're just two fiery dudes. And, you know, that's basically we have different ideas about how, well, whatever your ideas about it, none of them are working. But if you didn't see it, Coach Bud gets into a kind of a, you know, a air quotes, heated exchange with Kevin Durant last night.
Dude, it's not working. Like, remember, they fired Frank Vogel, and Vogel won a chip with the Lakers, and everybody said, oh, he's the problem. Is he? Mike, I don't know what's going on there, but, man, I don't know how they're going to fix this
thing. I mean, we talk about the Hawks. I mean, there's guys, even though Bradley Beal is what he is at this stage, but, I mean, think about it. They've got a nucleus of three dudes,
Devin Booker, Durant. Stars, yes.
And we can't even sniff Trey plus one right now, and now that Jalen Johnson's out. They still can't get anything going in the West.
Yeah.
All right. The question is asked often. Can you go home again?
No.
Well, according to the odds makers in Vegas, they think you can. They think that not only is Davante Adams not washed, but he is going to go back to where it all began.
Right.
With the Green Bay Packers.
You said that yesterday.
And Jordan Love. He is currently, as of odds released, a plus 165 to go back home. Basically saying... That's the favorite right now. Next would be the Los Angeles Chargers at plus 550, and the 49ers also at plus 550. Jordan Love, you get him another big-time receiver. Mm-hmm. You got the running back situation figured out. I mean, yeah, man, no man. Do you think Davante Adams finds a second life back home in Green Bay?
Carl, I just think that'd be a cool place to go. Plus, with all due respect, Watson and Dobbs never play full seasons, and there's still some maturity issues there. Remember, they did kind of call out, if you remember when the season ended, management was saying, we need Jordan Love to be more of a leader, too, on this team, which is kind of like hint, hint. But, yeah, I think, you know, Davante Adams, that'd be a nice place for him. You know, it's a good football team. He puts them, I mean, over the top. They got the weapons. Remember, Josh Jacobs was a stud last year, rushed for 1,300 yards.
I think... You know, sometimes he chased the thing with Aaron Rodgers, and I get it, they're boys, that's great, it didn't work. He can't do that again, and however he's going to end his career, he's got to think about the guy that's delivering the football to him.
Love is going to be there, and I think one of the most consistent quarterbacks. We forget, and I had Jordan Love in my MVP conversation last year. He gets hurt the first game, guys. First game against the Eagles in Brazil. And then he's out and really never was 100%, even though he played. And I think that was part of the issue. I think it's a great landing spot for him. And again, he would get – I'd be willing to tell you that he'd go there and catch 80 balls or more easily in Green Bay.
He has five straight 1,000-yard seasons, but he's just not thought of in the same light he was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. And Aaron didn't help him either. I mean, you know, I know he had 28 touchdowns, but that was supposed to be like this special connection, right? They were going to hit it off immediately. He was going to go there, Mike, and have, you know, 8 or 9 touchdowns, and it just never panned out.
Right.
So – I love the idea of him going back home.
Like I said, nothing worked for the Jets last year. Nothing.
No.
All right, real quick before we get out of here, the latest example of check your sources, NFL Rumors, a very popular NFL Twitter aggregator account that has amassed over 360,000 followers, thought that they were on to something. They posted today, breaking, former Raiders wide receiver Hunter Renfrow has announced his retirement. Hunter Renfrow got wind of this, quote tweeted them, and said, "Just when I thought I was about to make a comeback, I get hit with this bombshell. Guess I shouldn't have started working out again 2 months ago." So, again, NFL rumors, you, sir, or madam, were wrong, because the actual Hunter Renfrow quote tweeted you and put you straight. Again, it's just the latest lesson of some of these accounts out there. You have to be careful. The old journalistic standard.
Journalist?
Yeah. Of get two confirmed sources before you run with something. I think that's begun to fall by the wayside in an effort to be first, and NFL Rumors is the latest to get hit.
Yeah, I mean, Carl, don't pile dirt on the plucky white receiver. He's still got something left in the tank.
Is he going to catch on with somebody? I mean, he's obviously not retired, right?
He's a great route runner. Gym rat. Yes. Coach's kid.
All those things.
High motor.
All
very
those
intelligent.
Things.
Outthinks his competition. Yeah,
all those things.
Scrappy guy.
And he's got Patriot written all over.
Yeah. I think he may have missed the boat when you talk about, like, was he good? Yes. Was he great? Couple of seasons. And so, you know, if he's still trying to get in, I don't blame him. I mean, you know, when it's over, it's over. And you're not going to ever go get a chance to go back. But, yeah, that's just terrible reporting right there, man. But we're seeing more and more of that, Chris. We've talked about it time and time again. By the way, how much criticism did they catch for reporting that?
Oh, they'll get their fair share, but the thing is, tomorrow you wake up and you just swing at it again.
It's another one.
That's become the problem these days.
I agree.
All right. Well, on that note, get off my lawn and let's hit the music.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those. We talked about there was a Dove Kleeman.
That's right.
That's another one where people think it's actually it's a bot. Like it's just somebody putting stuff up there and the actual person doesn't exist.
It exists.
Because a lot of guys will hit us up with a lot of rumors and stuff that he gets and sometimes doesn't do it the right way, doesn't give credit to the actual guy that had the story.
Four stitches, great job. Coming up, Steve Weiss is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. But when we come back, we got to talk about the new college football playoff committee. It features a former UGA AD. We'll tell you about it next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.